Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions here on KISW website. Not on the air, but we are continuing to talk with people that are making things happen, and whether people doing live stream music-wise at home, people that are just trying to do benefits for people, and the people that we're actually talking with are doing both. This is Jason Kalackley, Artistic Director from the Vera Project, and Ricky Grabowski?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
The executive director of Vera Project. You guys have something very, very cool going on this coming Friday, April 24th. It's called Live from Our Living Rooms, a virtual, it's a virtual entertainment for Washington's DIY community. I guess first off, I want to ask, can you guys go a little bit more in depth about what the idea for this is and what's going to be going on with the Vera Project on the 24th?
Yeah. Ricky, you want to take it first?
Yeah, I'll jump in. For the last few years, we've been doing a benefit at the end of the year called Live from Our Living Room. That's a little bit of a celebration of community-driven music and art and the DIY scene in Seattle and beyond already. So what we want to do here is kind of lift that up, put it into a virtual format, and try to do whatever we can to show off our DIY scene, represent the community, demonstrate how valuable it is, how important these grassroots spaces are, and how much in need of support they are right now. We realized from doing a lot of other relief work and working with a ton of folks and other nonprofits that it's the unconventional spaces, the underground economy, the gig and production workers and artists that get paid working in these unsanctioned, unconventional spaces mm-hmm. that are not being talked about. They don't qualify for formal means of institutional support. Yeah. There's no real relief or aid out there for them. And not a lot of people are looking out for that community. And yep. Vera is kind of a bastion for that in Seattle, or at least we try to be. We're just trying to do what we can to make sure we're repping those folks, bringing in as much money as possible to keep that scene alive.
That's awesome. And so what it's going to be is it's kind of just going to be like a full on like live stream immersive experience. It says telethon style mix of music. So if you guys could give me a picture of what we can expect on the 24th without, you know, maybe spoiling it or something.
Picture this. we're hoping to, our first original pitch was to make it more like kind of like a PBS telethon style. We're like, if you love good old rock and roll and DIY, you know, please, consider supporting. The idea is to, have a bunch of great artists. Thank you to all the big O's that are dedicating 5 minute, sessions to, pre-recorded sessions to this live stream, putting this all together with workshops from people in the community. So that's like fun stuff, like how to set up a small little home studio at home. A mini screen printing, seminar, like things like that. And also, we're going to have a little bit of laughs, just about to announce Chris Gethert.
Oh, awesome.
Because that'll be. Yep. Going to be some real laughs. Other than that, we'll be selling merch kind of like shopping network style to support the effort.
Will you be like modeling it?
Right. No, I didn't get to model. I'm social distancing right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, my modeling career is on a hold, which is mainly what this event is about, is trying to make sure that I can get my modeling career back up and going. Also, we want to showcase these DIY spaces. So DIY spaces are going to have small blurbs, the ones that feel comfortable enough and don't feel like their space is too sensitive to show off a little bit. So your Black Lodges and your Woodland Theaters, they'll be doing some cool, just kind of like this is why DIY is important. This is what our space does and why these spaces are so important. Really giving the emotional appeal of really what we already know here in the Pacific Northwest and what we love, you know, our great traditions that we've had, you know, since the 1970s, really, you know.
Absolutely. And you, I mean, you guys are like, it's cool that you guys are in that, you guys are able to have the kind of, infrastructure to be able to house this and to put this on. The fact that you guys have people like on staff, like you two, and you guys can really take the brunt of this responsibility and really be the ones that are waving the flag for, you know, underground and DIY music and people involved in that. That's like a beautiful thing. And, this needs to happen. And when I saw, you post about this, Jason, I immediately reached out to you. I was like, I need to, you know, and, you know, we're all hurting and this is something that is, you know, if you love underground music, if you've ever had, you know, your life changed by going to a Vera Project show, and I know I have, then we need to think about the not just the venue, but the venues and the artists and the people within that community that are making that happen. And we're all vulnerable to, you know, a lot of pain and a lot of financial burdens that are coming out. So it's an awesome thing, man. So you guys are hoping to raise at least $25,000 to keep community driven music and art alive in the Pacific Northwest. So, is this going to be something like you'll have like a PayPal link like ready or?
So we have, and we'll plug this right now, actually, too. On top of, I just want to also mention, the variety show at the end, we're going to be showing Torrey Pines by Clyde Peterson.
Okay.
Stick around after the show to have a little movie night. It's a great, stop motion film that, was put together by Clyde Peterson of Your Heartbreaks and Different Fame. But yes, 25 is the goal right now. We're looking for obviously other sponsors that would like to, help and underwrite. We know that even mid-level businesses are hurting right now. So we're not trying to push too hard on that. We are definitely looking for more crowdfunding kind of stuff, but, we want to push this for the next 6 months. You know, we want to turn 25,000 into 150,000, you know? We know that in respect to people's, to the health and well-being of King County and Washington as a whole, the world as a whole, is that we want to make sure that these are sustained spaces. So when we can actually safely, have shows again, with harm reduction, you know, with proper harm reduction and everything, that these spaces still exist. You know, it's more about that. Public health and safety for the Vera Project is number one, and also the well-being of all of our constituents and people that we serve in our communities.
I think you hit the nail on the head before on the value. Vera owes everything that we are to the DIY scene and to the grassroots community and community organizers that have made, you know, equitable spaces like us possible. I know Jason and I personally owe everything to that scene and have spent a good portion of our life trying to contribute back to the folks that have made us who we are and makes Seattle what it is. So 25 grand doesn't seem like a lot. Even $150,000 doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah. I think we can get those goals if we get the word out and we keep doing this kind of programming and keep the fund going for as long as we're able. The reality is, a for-profit venue in the city of Seattle might need $300,000 just to make it through this. Whereas if we raise $150,000 in 6 months, we could literally save every single DIY space in the entire Seattle area.
That's so cool.
That's how low of margins we're talking here. Yeah. But that's also how high of stakes it is. These are folks that are from vulnerable populations, some of the most marginalized people in our shared communities, that $1,000 goes a long way. Like the smallest amount that we'll disperse can get people through a couple of months here. And that's really what we're talking about. The folks that hold us up, it's our time to give back to them.
Totally. And I know Clyde said something the other day that really spoke true. You know, these spaces are so important, not just because of the music, but the community, the safe space that they provide for so many of these vulnerable populations, populations from that are disenfranchised because of mainstream culture. I mean, these are the first places you saw the queer punks really making their way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like that couldn't have happened in the mainstream because people weren't comfortable with trans people at the front, you know? It's like, so these are the spaces where we incubate these really radical and amazing ideas that become eventually comfortable to the rest of the public, mm-hmm. but are places where people feel safe yep. and they're able to express themselves and be who they want to be.
Man, it's going to be a really, really cool thing, to see this happen on the 24th. And, real quick, I wanted to, mention it again. So it is, called Live from Our Living Rooms. And, I wanted to go over the, before I go, so in a minute here, I want to go over kind of your guys' story about, your connection to the Vera and what like kind of brought you into the mix and into the fold and, you know, into, your role. But I do want to mention, some of the amazing artists you have, that are going to be, taking part of this. And, you mentioned Chris Gethard, amazing comedian. He has an awesome show. I actually see him on the, Dark Side of the Ring post show for wrestling. So a little bit of a wrestling connection there. So we've got Jeff Rosenstock, Kimya Dawson, Kevin Seconds, personal favorite of mine, Tomo Nakayama, Mike Park, Jeremy Enoch from Sunny Day Real Estate, Joyce Manor, Kepi?
Yeah, Kepi. Yep. Kepi Ghoulie.
From Groovy Ghoulies. We got Whitney Ballin, Slingshot Dakota, Retirement Party, Steve of the Sidekicks, Swimmers, which is spelled S-W-M-R-S, Sassy Black, Lisa Prank, and Saul, a local hip-hop artist. So, first off, congratulations on such an incredibly eclectic and awesome mix of people.
Thank you.
Who was in charge of this, and how did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them?
So this one started as we were gonna start working on it, and then we had a good conversation with Kevin and Phil over at Artist Home, and mm-hmm. just about like how they've been doing their streams to support artists and stuff, because Artist Home has been doing a lot of amazing work around that, and they've always done amazing work around artist advocacy. And they were just basically like, we'd love to co-present this.
Cool.
So Kevin and I have been working on the talent end, and Ricky and Phil have been working on more of the organizing and the development and a lot of that stuff. And we come in the middle for programming. So it's been really amazing because, you know, Kevin and I get to just shoot for the moon and ask the biggies, you know, like, you think some of them, I'm like, I don't think they're going to do it, but it's still kind of fun to even get a response and be like, that's cool. I always thought you were cool. You know, Bob Dylan. No, I'm just
I think you just mentioned like 18 artists. We still got probably 7 to 10 more to announce.
Wow. Cool.
Jason and I have been booking benefits together for like 2 years now. And this has been incredibly easy. Not necessarily the whole process of pulling it together, but these asks, like the showing of support we've gotten just by saying that we're trying to hold down the DIY scene in Washington mm-hmm. is like ridiculous. Every single act has said yes. We've not gotten a single no from folks we've reached out to. And this was like my dream show as a kid. It's my dream show now, frankly. And I think that's true for a lot of folks. You're not going to get a lineup this weird together mm-hmm. and you're not going to get them together like telethon style UHF. Punk Muppets show mm-hmm. weirdo broadcast that we're doing ever again. So it's pretty wild. And it's been, I think, a great way for us to make sure we're checking in with all the artists we care about, make sure they're holding it down and mm-hmm. doing all right in their communities, and then just see what everyone wants to do to come together and give back.
That's amazing, man. Wow. So DIY punk Muppets. I like that, man. I like that. So it's going to be via the Vera Project and Artist Home social pages from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, April 24th. That's next Friday. The streaming links are going to be for YouTube, Instagram, TV, and Facebook Live coming soon. So as far as like, you know, the technical side of things, are you two in charge of that? Or how do you guys like, what's the infrastructure you guys have for this? Because I'm sure it's going to be pretty intense.
Right. Well, we're privileged to have so many amazing people on staff at the Vera to be able to help out with some of the technical work. Some real nerds in the audio and visual world.
Hell yeah.
Obviously, our tech lead, Mitch, and our education manager, Rachel, are working on some of the back end of this stuff and making sure that the streams aren't like, well, that was really slow.
Right.
So we definitely have a whole crew kind of working on different aspects of this design work.
Yeah.
From Jessica, you know, we're really privileged to have a good crew of people to help us with the back end of this work.
Yep.
If Ricky and I were just doing this by ourselves, we'd probably pull our hair out. But luckily we have just such an amazing crew at Bura of folks that work with us, and yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and not just at Bura either. Like, we've had so many folks reach out to be like, do you need tech support? How can I help? Can we jump in? Can we edit? Like, Clyde's jumping in to give us some incredible animated transitions.
Wow.
And a bunch of folks from our like membership are contributing other small things. It's just been a pretty collaborative project from the beginning, which is, again, wild right now. How do you collaborate in this kind of crisis? But apparently it finds a way.
And just to riff off that too, we've been in these great DIY coalition meetings. We started doing these coalition meetings with different spaces all around Seattle, Tacoma, and Bellingham, you know, your makeshift and alternative library and all these other folks up in Bellingham, Janku Land, records down in Tacoma.
Shout out to Tyga.
Tyga.
Yep.
You know, it's, this whole coalition is in, you know, they want to help with stuff. They're contributing different pieces, helping with the back end. We started a website. Somehow DIYfund.org was not taken. So $20 and it's ours. Go to DIYfund.org if you want to donate. It's been an amazing thing where we're just seeing these different communities come together. And I know we all know, I know Kevin, you and I know from just like experience in Seattle, we used to have things like SeattleDIY.com and Northwest Hardcore.
Yep.
It's like, it's amazing to see a lot of these groups actually starting to communicate with each other again.
Kitsap Bands.
Talk about, Kitsapbands.com. that was more of a joke site. a platform for pranks. You know, it's just really amazing to see this coalition come together and really talk about their different spaces, because their different spaces hold different, you know, value, different genres, different art mediums. And it's really cool for these people to like really want to work on stuff with us and get it together. And we like to, and what Ricky said earlier is we owe everything to the DIY scene as Bura. Bura started as a DIY thing and, you know, really moved into this nonprofit for sustainability, but we still, our ethics are still DIY.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the reasons why we're doing crap like this and we're able to just put time into it is because it's part of our ethics. It's part of Ricky and I's ethics to just be like, let's just get the damn thing done. I don't know if we'll make, we're not making any extra money off it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, we're privileged to at least have a job right now, which I'm happy and thank you. And shout out to the people hurting right now. We feel for you. And, but you know, that's just that part of that ethics that, you know, just get the damn thing done, you know? So yeah, my wild tangent.
I like it, dude. man. So I'm not trying to take up your whole day, 'cause you guys have a lot of, you know, stuff to organize, and you were mentioning you have some new names to confirm on Monday and some things to roll out before things go down on the live stream on the 24th, which is 1 week from today. We're speaking on Friday. So what is your personal story? And let's start with you, Ricky. What's your personal connection to the Vera Project before getting involved? Give me a little idea of what brought you to Vera. And do you remember maybe your first experience with the Vera? Vera, not Vera, right? Vera?
Either way, we can go back and forth,
cool,
honestly.
Cool.
Mine's a weird one and a longer one. Uh-huh. It's just that I'm from Detroit, lived in New York for a few years, Houston, a couple other spots in between. So I've only been in Seattle for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
But I've known about Vera for over a decade.
Cool.
All the different spaces, like in Detroit to New York in particular, at places like Death by Audio, Shea Stadium, some of the famous DIY spots over there that are, you know, all gone. Vice took those down a while ago. But Vera was famous because they found the model. Like, they did it. They're the space that has that national, maybe international recognition. Because
the beacon of hope.
Away. Yeah, it's the last one. It's Vera's hitting almost our 20th anniversary. It's next year.
That's awesome.
Never happened for a DIY space before.
Yeah.
It's insane. So it was just kind of the spot. So as soon as I made it to Seattle, it's literally the first place I went the first time I visited Seattle. I think I saw a Titus Andronicus show there like 6 years ago or something when I visited. And when I actually moved to Seattle, I started volunteering, I think, the third day I moved here. And after about 2 weeks, it became clear they needed some help fundraising. So I jumped on that. And I've been, you know, at Vera for 60 hours a week ever since.
That's amazing. The way you speak about it, you know, I maybe I've just taken it for granted or something, but the way you speak about it, it really makes me realize that, you know, at 20 years, it's like you guys are, and not you guys, but us, you know, Vera Project, what Seattle has and the community, it could be mentioned in the same sentence as like Gilman and Shea Cafe and things like that, you know, like these icons as like DIY spaces. Very cool, man. I'm glad that, you know, you were able to break it down like that. Jason, what about you, man? I seen some shows, I think, probably with your bands at Vera Project back in the day. What's your connection with Vera? And do you remember your first time coming?
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, you know, I grew up in Bremerton in my high school, middle school years. Got into punk rock and when I was 16, Revolution Summer, you know, Rites of Spring and all that good hardcore.
Yeah.
And then my first experience with Vera Project was going to shows in Seattle and going to the Fourth Avenue spot back in the day.
Oh yeah.
You were probably at this show too. It was Murdoch, Stop at Nothing, and Lights Out. Aaron O'Neill's old band.
I remember that one
from the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to just start. I started being a ferry and tunnel and bridge kid, coming up from Kitsap and going to places like that and Second Avenue Pizza, and then I just started going to shows. And then when they moved to the new space, I just went to shows all the time at the new at the space that we're in.
Yeah,
now since 2008. Ever since, I've just been hooked, you know. I learned how to screen print in the studio. Those are my first experiences, like, really, like, making merch and stuff for my bands for DIY tours and stuff like that. And then just, like, all the shows, just always feeling like the shows were really a great opportunity. Living in punk houses in Seattle and going to Vera is, like, it's a cool experience of being, like, I live in the small grassroots places, and then I get to see the big show when people got a little larger, you know, in the DIY scene. So, yeah. Matt and Kim played at my house, and then the next time they played at Vera, it was cool.
Perfect. It's like a little bit of, it's a little bit, it's a tasteful step above that.
Exactly. Well, and it's still community oriented. It's still run by DIY folks.
And that's why I say tasteful.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. And now, you know, these people that, you know, were part of these scenes and whether it be in Detroit, New York or in Bremerton, you know, these people, you two that, and I'm sure like a ton of the other, people that are involved with, Vera you all have these stories, and that's a beautiful thing. It's not just some, nameless promoter type that, you know, you don't know. It's people that have these stories, and that's why I thought it was important to go into that. So again, the event we're talking about is called Live from Our Living Rooms, and it's going to be like a virtual kind of telethon concert with some comedy and some different, like, educational workshops. That's what I was looking for. Guest speakers. Yep. And so 100% of the proceeds are going to go towards sustaining young people and community centers disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, with a special focus on those that do not qualify from formal means of institutional support. And that was from the official press release. Wanted to get that out there. That's really cool because, you know, a lot of people are getting unemployment, but there's people that don't qualify for that. Maybe their jobs are under the table. Maybe they're, you know, impacted disproportionately or something. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are hurting right now, and some are, you know, in need maybe a little bit more than others.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you know, even with the people that work as contract workers with us who are gig workers, it's like a lot of those people are having a hard time navigating some of the services that are provided and everything. So we're also doubling up as a resource center as well. We're having folks on our staff help with helping people navigate resources, take a quick survey. And we can help you navigate what you qualify for. If there's a gig workers relief fund, if you're an artist and you don't know where to go, there are a lot of relief and grants and things going out, but it's hard to navigate it sometimes. It's just, you know, so we're hoping to also be a resource center for that right now.
Awesome.
As much as possible. And so that we've been doing a lot of that work as well.
We shifted toward this kind of setup of building coalitions and doing advocacy work and connecting people to the vital resources and aid they need and doing benefit shows the second we knew we couldn't have shows. We host shows and classes, but we're not really a music venue. The Vera Project's always been about being a vital community space, being a community resource center, a place where people can feel at home and safe and get connected to the people and places and things they really need.
Yeah.
So it's more important than ever. And I think that's what the DIY scene is too. That's why it's so important for us to raise this money and be a part of this coalition and try to build up the scene in any way possible right now. We need places that can continue offering these resources. We need places that can make so many people that have been displaced or disproportionately impacted feel safe and covered financially and otherwise.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'm definitely going to be tuning in and trying to help out when I can. And this is, you know, I'm trying to get you guys on this platform here and get some love to that. So tune into Vera Project and you can get the information. It's at veraproject.org. I suggest you help share this on any means you have, you know, social media, whatnot. Tell a friend, you know, tell a friend, right? It's Vera Project and Artist Home social pages from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on April 24th. That's next Friday. Streaming links will be on YouTube, Instagram, TV, and Facebook Live coming soon. They will have some more information and more releases coming out on Monday, confirmation. And again, thanks guys for talking with me today. Again, it's live from our living rooms. Is there anything you want to say to anyone who might be listening right now that might be at home and might be a little discouraged or is interested in this kind of stuff?
Yeah. You know, be well, stay healthy, follow social distancing as much as you can. Shout out to all the essential workers working, putting their health on the line. We appreciate you. We appreciate you all that are on unemployment right now. We feel for you and hope we can continue to help everybody. And also, everybody watch the benefit. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute.
Right on.
And also shout out to the efforts from public health and folks at King County, really doing a lot of really great stuff to try to flatten the curve here too, working overtime. So
right on. Jason and Ricky from Vera Project, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right
appreciate
on.
It.
Yep.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.